Having delivered the bracelet, the stranger really should have left and taken his improbable charm and light golden tan with him. Instead, he lounged in the doorway of their retiring room, frankly flirting with Henrietta, regardless of the fact that he'd been neither introduced nor properly invited to join them. But Aubrey couldn't regret it. Henrietta was happy, and he, sitting unobserved on the other side of the room, was quietly indulging a warm, giddy hum of attraction. The fellow's unbuttoned jacket revealed a black waistcoat drawn smooth and tight across a muscular chest and drew the eye down the lean lines of his body. He stood a respectable distance from Henrietta, but his smile, the humour in his tone, the confidential angle of his body, suggested a friendly intimacy which didn't exist between them. "Dash it, Herndale!" Loudon's voice ripped Aubrey's attention from muscular shoulders. "Look to your wife!" Henrietta froze, transformed in a heartbeat from languid Aphrodite to outraged Artemis, and the stranger lost his smile. Damnation! Why shouldn't Henrietta flirt if she chose to? But Aubrey had no right to defend her with her husband there. Would never, in any case, have the right to challenge her brother's humiliating reprimands. Rupert raised an admonitory finger. "One moment, Edgar." He skimmed his page to the end, then sighed and looked up. "There. You're quite comfortable, I believe, Hetty?" "Perfectly, thank you." Henrietta glared at her brother, who glared back, his moustache bristling like an irate blonde hedgehog. "As I thought." Rupert folded the newspaper with care and exquisite regret. "I'm sure I'd have noticed, had you required assistance." "Of course you would." Henrietta glided across the room and laid a delicate, gloved hand on his sleeve. "My dear." She glanced at the stranger. "I beg your pardon." Rupert met the stranger's gaze. "Do come in. Herndale, pleased to meet you." Rupert wasn't averse to turning the social screws when annoyed. Besides, it was the perfect response. Turning the fellow away would have licensed Loudon's assumption of authority over Henrietta and condoned his insolence towards Rupert. "Lucien Saxby." The stranger stepped in, offering Rupert a dazzling smile. "Delighted to meet you." Tucked beneath Saxby's arm, half hidden by the hat in his hand, was a riding cane. The fellow wasn't dressed for riding. Why the devil must he carry a—
"By my word, Herndale!"
Loudon rose from his chair. "Lady Herndale, may I present Lucien Saxby?" Rupert said, unperturbed. "Mr. Saxby, Mr. Loudon, my wife's brother. Rising in your honour, I believe." Flushing, Loudon swelled to his full majestic height.
"I beg your pardon."
Loudon absolutely deserved the mockery, but it put Saxby in a damned awkward position, and while the fellow really ought to have kept to the strict bounds of propriety, Saxby's smile faltered, but he gamely nodded a greeting. "Pleased to—"
"I find—"
Loudon jammed his top hat onto his sleek, pomaded head. "I must take my leave." "Goodness," Henrietta murmured. "So soon?" Loudon fixed her with an icy blue stare.
"I regret, madam. Something in the air here disagrees with me."
"I expect you'll feel much better outside," Rupert agreed. Loudon strode towards the doorway. "Please convey my regards to Mrs. Loudon," Rupert added, "and wishes for her swift recovery." Loudon cast him a glare of withering scorn and stamped ineffectually into the corridor, his tread muffled by the carpet. Saxby stared after him. "Perhaps I'd best—" He settled his hat on his head.
"Aubrey Fanshawe." Desperate to retrieve the situation, Aubrey leapt to his feet. His chair teetered. He snatched at it and dropped his hat and cane.
When he turned back from putting everything to rights, Saxby was watching him.
Aubrey clutched his cane in front of himself. "Delighted to meet you."
Interest kindled in Saxby's eyes, and a slow smile dawned. "And I," the riding cane drifted upward and nudged the brim of his hat, "to meet," he glanced down and back up Aubrey's body, "you." He held his gaze, as warm and intimate as though they were the only two people in the room, and Aubrey the only focus he could ever want.